A bug of monstrous size once roamed the Earth, an 8-foot-long millipede, larger than any ever found before. Scientists discovered the fossilized remains on a beach in northern England. Neil Davies is studying it. He's a lecturer in sedimentary geology at the University of Cambridge. Hi there, Neil.
Hi there.
So, you know, the idea of an 8-foot millipede sends shivers up my spine, but I assume you guys were not creeped out when you first discovered it. Can you talk about how big of a discovery this is?
Well, it's quite an important discovery in the sense that it's one of only three of these type organisms worldwide, and it's also the largest of them. People knew that there were animals of this size around because there's quite a good record of their trackways, of their footprints, but no one had ever found the kind of culprit behind it, at least not a really large articulated version of that. And that's what we found on the beach.
Partly because they tend to break apart as they age in the ground, right?
Yeah, and also because they're very large animals. I mean, generally the larger a fossil is, whether it's a tree or a dinosaur or a giant millipede, there's more parts to it, so it can disarticulate and fall into small fragments. So the record of these beasts is quite good from individual legs and tiny little fragments of their exoskeleton, but to find such a very large articulated piece, so a piece that's all linked together, is very rare.
And speaking of legs, these creatures only had a few dozen legs. Contrary to the name, most millipedes have maybe 300 legs, but this one had just a few dozen?
Yeah, we don't know exactly how many. Again, because that record is so fragmentary, we don't know how many legs there were per body segment. But we know it would have had 32 body segments, so we can guess either 32 or 64 legs.
Okay, so what does this tell you now? Now that you, since you had little pieces before, and now you have this larger specimen, what do we now know, or will we know?
Well, one of the most significant things about it is that the rocks that it was found in come from an age that predates the big rises in atmospheric oxygen that have previously been ascribed to allowing these really large insects and other invertebrates. So it suggests that actually it wasn't oxygen that was the cause of their gigantism, and rather something else, something more environmental, like the availability of food and the lack of competition.
What did they eat?
Again, this is a hard question to answer because we've never found a preserved head, but we certainly know that there's a lot of vegetable matter around. And also nearby, there's trackways of some early amphibians known as tetrapods, which are small, froggy, lizardy type animals about the size of a small dog. And it's possible they could have been predatory.
And where in the timeline were these creatures? Obviously, they probably were not wandering around when humans were, but were they before or after dinosaurs?
Way before. And they're living in an environment where the land really doesn't have very much large life on it. There's lots of trees and lots of vegetation. But at the time this thing was living, it was the kind of elephant of its day, the largest animal to be walking on land.
Do you find that you're constantly having to tell people how cool this discovery is? I mean, people often get grossed out when you start talking about bugs.
No, I mean, people are generally quite interested in a creepy crawly that's 2.5 meters long. People are either repulsed by it or excited by it.
Neil Davies is a lecturer in sedimentary geology at the University of Cambridge. Thank you so much.
Thank you.